A team of students from the Air War College in the U.S. are in Accra as part of a regional cultural studies program. The leader of the delegation, Colonel Maurice Bodrick, told Radio Ghana on a visit to the studios in Accra that a tour is to promote a richer understanding of the U.S. military's global partnerships and particularly learn how other governments communicate with citizens. Colonel Bodrick spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
And this trip is a part of that program, the Regional Cultural Studies Program, and we chose West Africa, in which we visited Mali, Burkina Faso, and then we're ending up here in Ghana. And it gives us a chance to engage from a military cooperation perspective, interview government, or talk with the government officials from all three countries. And in all three countries, we've also tried to get a better understanding of how the government gets its message out and how people are allowed to communicate and engage the government.
And what would you say that understanding has, what kind of understanding have you got?
Well, we've been in Ghana now for 4 days.
Just
today's engagement was very enlightening. And just being on this radio station is evident of that, of the ability to get the word out and to have people's voices heard. And so this has definitely been a great experience.
And what kind of a message are you going back to Montgomery, Alabama with?
Well, from the civilian perspective, Ghana is great. This is a great country. I had a chance to go down to Cape Coast yesterday as a part of our cultural, a part of our trip. But a very rich history here, and myself and my colleagues, we really had a chance to kind of engage some of the local population here and just be able to communicate with folks, and getting down to Cape Coast and kind of understanding the entire slave trade and how we've gotten to where we are today, it's been very enlightening.
Personally,
it's been very enlightening.
And why is that?
As an African American, since I got off the plane, I've been associated with a particular tribe from the Volta region, is what I've been told, and so I've been told I need to research my lineage.
Your first time in Ghana?
Yes, because I've been told that it probably comes back to Ghana, and so that's been one of the most personally enriching things being here in Ghana. This will be something great I can take back to my family. It's a once in a lifetime experience.
And we'll come back someday.
Oh, definitely. Me and my colleagues have talked about it. Getting back here and really getting a chance to spend a little more time. We're here on from a professional perspective, so we've had to meet several politicians, which was great, and then some of our military colleagues. But to get back here on a more personal trip would be great. We really appreciate the hospitality that we received here, and we look forward to. I look forward to someday coming back here and experiencing the rich culture of this great country.
Student leader of the Air War College in Montgomery, Alabama, USA, in an interview with Rebecca Ekpe.